in Ayacucho, Peru today. The findings of that country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission were presented at a ceremony in memory of the victims of Peru's brutal civil war. The commission's report shows that 69,000 Peruvians were killed over 20 years, from 1980 to 2000. That's more than double the number of victims previously thought, and Ayacucho bore the brunt of the carnage. It was the birthplace of the Maoist rebel group Shining Path. The report says Shining Path was responsible for most of the civilian deaths. But the commission also says that Peru's security forces committed about one-third of the atrocities. Joining us now from Lima to talk about the report and its impact is Mirko Lauer. He's a political columnist with the Peruvian newspaper La Republica. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for calling.
Let's talk first about those who were killed. The majority were indigenous Peruvians. These were Quechua-speaking Indians. Why were they the target?
Basically because the Shining Path, being a Maoist movement, needed a type of backward peasant that would fit into their Maoist tactics, because they needed a peasant-based revolution in their imagination instead of a urban revolution. So the Shining Path initiative and the government's, the successive government's answers sort of fell on the poorest of the poor in the Peruvian land. And they spoke Quechua, which most of the soldiers that came to repress them didn't.
So they were essentially caught in the middle between Shining Path and the government forces?
Yes. Yes, caught in the middle is the idea, yes.
The report from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission came after public hearings, many thousands of interviews. Sounds like very dramatic testimony. Can you talk about that, please?
Well, not only has it more than doubled the number of victims of this, but it has also brought to notice a series of uncomfortable facts about Peru itself. We had this standard notion about the war is that you had these two modern sectors. Yes, Marxist-Leninists trying to grab the power of the state, being fought by modern soldiers that were trying to defend, yes, the statu quo. And suddenly, through this report, somehow the only thing on which all parts agreed was that it was possible to practice genocide with these tens of thousands of non-Spanish speaking peasants that had no rights and whose humanity has been called into question by the type of treatment they gave. They received them. The point is that here, it didn't seem to matter.
The head of the Truth Commission has called this Peru's moment to confront a time of national shame and talks about crimes against humanity, which raises the question of what will be done now that this information is out there.
Well, there are accusations that will have to be dealt with by the judiciary. There are recommendations about helping in economic terms and paying back at least the relatives of the victims of this massacre, which some people call genocide. I imagine that political parties will have to come out and give some explanations on why they acted this way or why they acted the other way. Not necessarily a self-criticism, which wouldn't be bad, but I would say that the most important sound we will hear over the next few months or years is the silence of the population waiting for an answer.
Well, Mirko Lauer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for calling.
Mirko Lauer is a political columnist with the newspaper La Republica in Lima, Peru.